From the book of, can you put Revelation chapter 3?
Chapter 3.
Verse 7.
Verse 7.
This, you can put it on the screen if you have. Yes. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things, says he that is holy, he that is true, he that is the key of David, he that opened and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man opened. Verse 8. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I know my Lord God will make a way, will make a way for me. I know my Lord God will make a way, will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shall the road and do the right, I know my Lord God will make a way, will make a way, a way for me.
Service,
we were told that when Jesus would come in any situation of your life, but things change. Praise God. Things do not remain the way they were. The moment you accept Jesus as your personal savior, then he takes over all your worries, all your problems. He handles that. That's the goodness of being a believer.
Yes, sir.
He came to be crucified so that you and me could be set free. That is the purpose why he came down. Praise God. In the second service, we heard about the lockdown. And then the Spirit said, when we leave this convention, no one should be under lockdown anymore.
Yes,
if your marriage is suppressed, if your business is suppressed, whatever situation which you are in, which is under lockdown, the Holy Spirit says to set you free. The word of God should set you free.
Yes,
if you are a drunkard,
yes,
when the Holy Spirit comes and you
receive
the word of God, then you are set free. You are no more under lockdown.
Yes,
if you were smoking and then you receive the gospel truth, you are not bound anymore.
Yes, sir.
If you were living in adultery and then you receive the Holy Ghost or the word of God, then you are set free. You are no more under lockdown.
Praise
God. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, and I do them no more. It was a great day when I was born again. It was a great day when I was born again. It was a great day when I was born again. It was a great day when I was born again. Much was said about the cycle of hatred. Now, in this service, we were taken to the book of Revelation, chapter
3.
During the time of the Philadelphian church age, and the messenger was John Wesley. Praise God.
Amen.
And the Bible said,
Bible rati,
I've put before you an open door.
Ndakaisa pamberi pako suo rakazaruka.
When I open, no one shutteth.
Kana ininda vura, akuna unga vara.
And when I close, nobody will open.
Kana ininda zarira, akuna unga vura.
That's the doing of the Lord.
Ndiko kuita kwa Mwari.
What is an open door? It is an opportunity.
Mukana.
An open door, when you are talking of something being open,
it's
not under restriction anymore. It's open. It's unhindered. And it's unrestrained. So you're coming to church even for this convention. There is an open door. There is an opportunity. And there's a saying, we say you must make hay while the sun still shines. When God gives you an opportunity, you must make the best use of it. Because an opportunity has been created for you. There are people who desire to be in this day, but they couldn't make it. But you are privileged to be alive today, that you could hear God's voice. That's an opportunity, a privilege created for you. My minister and brother from Kapiri Mposhi, you're coming here. It is because God has opened such an opportunity. If he would not have opened such, we could not have seen your face here. God makes a way.
Mwari unoisa ponzira.
We are here in this place
because
God created that opportunity.
Nokuti Mwari wakaisa po
mukana iwoyo. He made it possible.
Mwari wakazviita kuti zvive zvakafanira.
For the church to be established here.
Kuti kereke iteiwe panheyo dzino.
There are people who try to establish churches.
Variko vanhu vanoedza kuisa po kereke.
And they fail.
Vokundikana.
There are some people who try to minister. But they fail. But there are some people who may try to start a business. But they would fail. But if anything is begged by the scripture,
and
then God says, I've put before you an open door, and no one will shut. When you are begged by the scripture, even if there are many
many opposition.
Zvisinei kuti vanopesana newe vakawanda sei.
They will not stand in your way.
Havangakwanisa kumira munzira yako.
They are not enough demons in Africa.
Hakuna wakaipa wakakwana muAfrica.
That can stop the move.
Vanokwanisa kumisa kufamba kwaMwari.
If God has ordained you to be a minister of the gospel,
wakakutemera kuti uwe mushumiri weevangeri.
Like what he did to Elijah.
Sezva akaita kuna Elijah.
One man.
Murume mumwe
chete. But in the hands of God.
Ari muruoko
wa Mwari. He was the majority.
Akamira achipesana navazhinji.
God will support you.
Mwari wakamutsigira.
God will back you up.
Mwari anokutsigira.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we as ministers.
Isu savashumiri.
Are sent far. Many countries. What we realize is that it is God who has opened such an opportunity. It is an open door. During the Philadelphian church age,
Philadelphia.
The doors were open for missionaries to go out in the foreign lands,
kunyika dziri kure,
going to Africa,
vachienda ku
Africa, America and elsewhere.
Nyika dzakapoteredza.
The word of God was preached amongst the people.
Ramwari rikaparidzwa pakati pavanhu.
Irregardless of the hardships people could face.
Zvisinei kuti zvimiro zvinooma zvavaisangana nazvo.
But the book of Revelation says,
asi Bible,
I have put before you an open door.
Ndakaisa pamberi pako suo rakazaruka.
In the book of Acts chapter 16,
muboko ramabasa chapter 16,
we hear of what transpired.
Tinonzwa pamusoro pezvakaitika.
When Apostle Paul was sent. Let's read together. And hear what the Bible says. With God. Verse 9 and 10. It says here. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. Then stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia. Assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them.
Chiratidzo chikaonekwa naPauro usiku, murume weMacedonia wakanga amire, akakumbira zvikuru kwaari achiti, yambukira Macedonia utibatsire, zvino wakati aona chiratidzo, pakarepo tikatsva katsvaka kuenda Macedonia tichiti, Mwari watidana kuti tindovaparidzira evangeri.
Praise God. It should be in the heart of the minister.
Zvinofanira kuva pahana
dzavashumiri. When God makes a way for you,
kuti kana Mwari waisapo nzira
pauri, he will make it to pass.
Ozviita kuti
zvipfuure. If he assures you that he's going to do something,
kana iye wakusimbisa kuti uchaita zvimwe,
really is going to do it.
He's
going to perform it.
Uchazviita.
You don't need to worry.
Haufanire
kunetseka. The messenger to the Laodicean church age said,
mutumwa kukereke Laodicea unoti,
God sends you,
kana Mwari wakakutuma,
he will take care of you.
Anoita kuti zvose zvive zvakaringana.
He is able to provide resources.
Iye unokupa makwanisire.
Even for this conversion.
Kunyangwe nekuda kwekuungana kuno.
When God so purposed it that it should take place.
Kana Mwari sekuzviona kwaakaita kuti zvinofanira kuitika.
He made a provision for it.
Wakaisapo maruramiro ekuti zvigova.
The door was open.
Zuo rakazaruka.
So that we could gather here.
Kuti tikwanise kuungana pano.
And get the spiritual blessings.
Towana zviri ropafadzo yapamweya.
That's the dream of the Lord.
Ndiko kuita kwaMwari.
The law of physics says,
murairo we physics unoti,
for every action there is an equal and opposing reaction.
Pa kuita kose pane chinopesana chiri chakayenzana.
When we endeavor to do something for God,
tinoshuvira kuitira Mwari chimwe chinhu.
We have the devil,
tinaye wakaipa,
who stands as an adversary,
anomira achipesana,
to try to thwart what we are doing or what we are trying to achieve.
Anoedza kuda kumisa izvo zvatiri kuedza kuda kuita.
But with God,
asi naMwari,
all the things that we would do,
zvinhu zvose
zvatinoita, possible,
zvinogoneka.
We prosper, we succeed.
Tinobudirira, tinopfuurira mberi.
So my fellow ministers,
hama dzangu dzinodikanwa,
God has placed you in those roles.
Mwari wakakuisai panzvimbo idzodzo.
He has given you that opportunity.
Wakakupai mukana iwoyo.
He has given you the key.
Wakakupai key iyoyo.
So you go there, rest assured.
Kuti muende ikoko musina
kutya. That the Lord has sanctioned that you go and preach to Macedonia.
Mwari wakutumai kunoparidzira veMacedonia.
When that mind was old, that invitation was placed on you.
Kokero payakaiswa kwamuri.
To come over to Zimbabwe.
Kuti muuye kuZimbabwe.
To be part of us.
Kuti muve chikamu chedu.
That's an open door.
Isu
rakazaruka opportunity
mukana iwoyo.
Praise God.
Mwari ngakuzwe.
Some people sometimes they don't regard
vamwe vanhu dzimwe nguva
the opportunities that God has opened for them.
Vacherekedze mikana inoiswa pamberi pavo naMwari.
For those that already have families.
No, ivavo vane mhuri chekare.
The Lord has opened a door for you, an opportunity.
Wakaisapo kwamuri mukana.
For you to have the family that God gave you.
Mukana wekuti muwane mhuri Mwari
akakupai. The husband that God gave you.
Murume Mwari akakupai.
The wife that God has given you.
Mukadzi Mwari akakupai.
The Holy Spirit was emphasizing in the morning.
Mweya mutsvene wakanga wanga uri kusimbisa mangwanani.
You have to love your wives.
Kuti imi varume idai vakadzi venyu.
You wives have to be submissive to your husband.
Imi vakadzi muzvi ninipisa kuvarume venyu.
That opportunity.
Mukana iwoyo.
Which God has given you.
Wamapiwa naMwari.
To have a husband or a wife.
Murume kana mukadzi.
Then you should, appreciate God for that.
Unofanira kutenda Mwari.
Thankful over that.
Motenda nokuda kwaizvozvo zvose.
Hallelujah. If God has given you even that job.
Kana Mwari akakupa kunyange
basa iro. If God has given you that gift.
Mwari akakupa chipo icho.
Then you must make the best use of it.
Unofanira zvino kushandisa
nzira. It is an opportunity.
Mukana.
So you're coming for the convention.
Uya kwenyu kunoko convention.
God has made it possible for you.
Mwari wazviita kuti zvive zvakafanira
kwamuri. Embrace it fully.
Zvitorei mozvibvumbata.
Praise God. Embrace it.
Torai zvive zvenyu.
If we go to 1 Corinthians 16 verse 19.
Tikaenda kuna vaKorinde
kutanga. We also hear what Apostle Paul said.
Tinonzwa zvinorehwa namaapostora Paul.
He says here.
Anoti zvino.
Praise God. Let's go there briefly. There was an open door.
Pakanga pane musuo wakazaruka.
An opportunity that God created.
Mukana Mwari iwo akasikira.
He says here verse 9. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me. And there are many adversaries. Yes sir, there could be many adversaries.
Panogona kuva nevanopokana.
That stand before you.
Vanomira pamberi pako.
But God really has to create such an opportunity.
Asi Mwari zvino unofanira kuisa mukana uyu pamberi pako.
The gospel we are preaching today.
Maridzo yatiri kuparidza nhasi.
So much resistance.
Inosangana nekupokana
kuzhinji. When the apostles stood for Christ.
Apo vapostora vakamira nokuda kwaKristu.
They were beaten.
Vakarohwa.
They were put into prison.
Vakaiswa mumatorongo.
They were jailed.
Vakasungwa.
But even in that circumstances.
Asi muchimiro chakadaro
ichocho. God was opening a way.
Mwari wai
for the gospel to reach even the prisons.
Kuti vhangeri risvike kunyange kumatorongo.
Every situation that befell you.
Chimiro chipi nechipi chingakuwirai.
Be it that you are thrown in the fiery furnace.
Zvingava kuti makandirwa mumoto.
That you are put in prison.
Tingava kuti maiswa mutorongo.
Just know that all things work together for good.
Zivai kuti zvinhu zvose zvinobatirana kuita zvakanaka kunokoda Mwari.
Praise God.
Amen.
So God will find means and ways.
Mwari unoisa ponzera namaruramire.
That the word reaches those people where you are sent.
Kuti shoko risvikire kuvanhu ivavo vakatumwa.
When Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego
were
thrown in the fiery furnace.
kandirwa mugombare moto.
That situation.
Chimiro ichocho.
That scenario.
Mukana.
It was meant so that the king would know that there's only one God who is able to save people from fire.
Kuti kuna mwari mumwe anogona kudzikinura vanhu.
It was a way that God created.
Inzira mwari akaisapo.
When you look from another angle, mukazvitarisa
nechimwe
chimiro. How can God let his children, face fire?
Mwari ungatendera seiko vana vake kuti vasangane nemoto?
How can a judgment be ruled that they have to be thrown in the fiery furnace?
Kutongwa kungavapo seiko kuti vakandirwe mugombare moto?
They would have felt sympathetic for them.
Vanzwira tsitsi.
But it didn't work like that way.
Asi hazvina kushanda.
There was a situation which pushed people.
Chakasunda vanhu.
Yes, to have a heart that was so iron.
Kuti vave nemoyo wakaomarara.
And let those Hebrews be thrown in the fire.
Vakaregera vaHebheru ava vachikandirwa mumoto.
Sometimes the situations.
Dzimwe nguva zvimiro.
Corner you.
Zvinokuisa pakamanikana.
You are put in a fix.
Unoiswa pakamanidzika.
And you wonder what is happening in your life.
Unoshayiwa kuti chii chiri kuitika muupenyu
hwangu. Don't worry, my brother, my sister.
Asi usatya, hama, hanzvadzi.
In that situation.
Muchimiro ichocho.
God is trying to make a way.
Mwari uri kuedzapo kuisa nzira.
For his purpose to be fulfilled.
Kuti icho chaakada chizadziswe.
It so happened with me in 2014. My first encounter in Europe.
Kekutanga kuenda kwangu kunyika kudere Europe.
I gone for a convention.
Ndaenda kumusangano.
But then I ended up in prison.
Asi ndakagumisira ndava mutorongo.
Not because I was a thief.
Kwete kuti ndaiva mbavha.
Not because I was a threat.
Kwete kuti ndakanga ndine zvimwe zvinopesa
navo. But when people looked at my passport,
asi vanhu vachitarira passport
yangu, they said, do you work for the government of Zimbabwe?
Vakati unoshandira here hurumende
yeZimbabwe? No, I'm not a politician.
Ndikati kwete handisi matongerwe.
A civil servant.
Kana kuti ndiri mushandiri wehurumende handisi.
What hell are you doing here in Europe?
Unobate kuno ku Europe.
I told them I've been invited to preach.
Ndikavaudza ndikati ndakakokerwa kuzoparidza shoko.
And then asked who invited you?
Vakandibvunza kuti ndiani wakukokera.
So I told them.
Ndakavaudza.
That time they tried to phone the brother.
Panguva iyoyo vakaedza kufonera hama yakanga yandikoka.
And the phone could not go through.
Foni karamba kuita.
And then I ended up being a deportee.
Ndikapedzisira zvino ndava kufanira kudzoka.
I was taken to a confinement place.
Ndikatorwa ndikaendwa neni kutorongo.
When I was in that very place.
Pandakanga ndiri kunzvimbo
iyoyo. I was wondering.
Ndakanga ndichi.
I was being troubled.
Ndichishungurudzika.
How come I'm in this situation?
Kuti zvinogova sei kuti ndiri muchimiro ichi.
I've never been to such. I've come solely for the convention.
Sati ndambouya kuno ndangouya koga nokuda kwemusangano.
With a sincere heart.
Nemoyo wakatendeka.
But how come I'm in a confinement?
Kuzvino zvagova sei kuti ndiri pakumanikidzwa uku.
I spent about 3 days without eating.
Ndakaita mazuva matatu ndisingadye.
And I was talking to God.
Ndichitaura naMwari.
I was praying.
Ndichinamata.
And one of the people.
Mumwe wavanhu.
A lady, a prison guard.
You know,
when you're out there in the Western countries, the cells are not like the ones you have here in
Spain.
Out there, they provide you with a bed, give you towels,
and
then inner clothes they give you,
toothbrush, Colgate,
towels, name them all, and you are allowed to go for internet, maybe 3 hours per day,
and then they give you
breakfast, even lunch and supper. But then I wouldn't go for the breakfast or lunch and neither supper.
But then,
in those rooms, they see CCTV.
Yes,
they observe what where you are going to.
Even
if you are going to the Gen Z, the camera are viewing what's happening. So they could see that I remained in my room as others were going for food. I got a note from a lady.
You
see that you are not reporting for food. Why? And I said, I'm praying, I'm talking to my creator. And he said, why can't you come and eat?
Partake
the food.
No, gorega say kuya kuzojga.
And I told them I cannot go against my conscience.
Ndikati andinga epo kane nemanzwira angu.
So they didn't succeed.
Waka sabudirira.
Making me to eat.
Kundi kwevera
to break the fast.
Wana kutindiregere kuzanya.
Then during that time, anyway, she said to me, because of the laws of the World Health Organization or United Nations, if you get sick because you are not eating, then we are answerable.
So you
just come to the dining hall
and
append your signature that you have eaten. Whether it's breakfast or lunch or supper.
Breakfast, lunch, kana supper.
Append your signature that you have eaten or you've taken the food. So I go to the dining hall. Then put my signature.
I have
taken breakfast, I have taken supper. I go back to my room to continue with the fasting. And then it came to my consolation.
Right.
And I had the Lord whispering to me
that
even in this place confinement, you can preach my gospel.
I've
even sent you here to preach the gospel. We were about 200 inmates
in that place.
So I went to see the prison guards to ask for authority. I said, when I'm in my own country, I preach the gospel. Am I allowed to preach in this place of yours? And the people said, you are free to do that. You are allowed to preach the gospel.
My.
Then I got relieved. Then it became an open door for me to preach the gospel right there in prison. In Europe. There was an open door for me to preach the gospel. Wherever God sends you, He takes care of you. Even in prison, He takes care of you.
He'll
make sure that an opportunity is created for you to preach the gospel. My brother, at your workplace, you've got to realize that God has put a door for you, an opportunity. You must make use of it. In your family, my brother, you must make use of that opportunity. It is an open door for you. God has taken away all the hindrances. He has given you an opportunity and a responsibility.
Yes,
to talk to your husband, to talk to your wife, to talk to the neighborhood, to minister even at your workplace. God makes that opportunity. And my brother, don't lose it. Don't waste that chance.
Usarasikirwa nemukana iwoyo.
And in this situation that we are in, as of now, the preacher said there was lockdown because of
COVID.
But then when those restrictions were uplifted, then we must see actually... compensate for that time.
Yes,
compensate for the lost time. And make the best use of it. If it means that you go every day per week and for the month, going from door to door, witnessing, then you got to do it.
Kana zvichirevera kuti unofanira kufamba pamusuo umwe neumwe uchiparidza uchipopura nezveshoko.
In the book of Luke chapter 16, there was a man who was given an opportunity to live on planet Earth. He had all the wealth he could accumulate, but he shunned going to church. He never wanted to go to church. And one day, he found himself in hell. Things were different. It was a different place now. Like what is going to happen to some of us? When you find yourself in that place, you know what happened or what transpired? He saw Lazarus on the bosom of Abraham. And of course, he managed to say some few words to talk to Abraham. And he asked him, am I seeing right? It looks like that is Lazarus, the man whom I know. I was with him on planet 8. I know he had love. He was a Christian. Please, can't you send him so that he can bring just a drop of water to quench this situation that I am in? To bring some difference. Some change. But then Abraham had this to say.
As Abraham, wakangane izvigureva.
Son, think. When you were on planet 8, you didn't want to go to church. You didn't want to listen to the preaching of the gospel. And then that's how you came to where you are today. But
Lazarus,
he would love God. He would worship God. When he had that opportunity, he made use of it. He made the best use of it. My brother, if God gives you an opportunity to sing unto the Lord,
yes,
then do it from the bottom of your heart. If you are meant to exercise love or passion to your brother, do it now. Because after death, you will not be able to do that. You have to do it when you are still alive, when the opportunity is there. And now this man Abraham replied to him. I'm very sorry that Abraham cannot come Lazarus cannot come your side, because there is a great gulf between you and us. Those from this side cannot come over there, and those from there cannot come over to this side. We are sorry. You can't be helped. There's no help coming. But then he further pushed forward his appeal. He said, but if you can send some people from here that can go down to
eighth,
where my brothers are, who are still drunkards, who are still into adultery, so that they will not come the way I came. This is not a comfortable place. This is not a good place to be in. I beg that you can send someone from this side so that he can go and explain things as they are.
Yes, sir.
That hell is a reality. There are some people who do not realize that, hell is a reality. But the prophet messenger, William Branham, he was given an opportunity to see what lays beyond the curtain of time.
Yes,
and he went there. He was given an opportunity to be in the glory land. And he saw believers rejoicing in heaven. They were even appreciating Brother Branham. And he said, Brother Branham, Reverend Branham,
Brother Branham,
the gospel that you preached, it made me to be in this place. You did good for me. You did a wonderful thing for me. They came to grab him, to appreciate him because of the gospel that he preached. And then he saw some people on the other side who had painted lips, painted eyes, painted fingers, ladies who were putting on short dresses, miniskirts, and he showed them languishing in hell. That's the reason why. When Branham came back and he saw people in the streets of America, he preached the gospel without gloves. He preached the gospel as it is until the people would call him women haters. Yet he was not hating anybody. The gospel is meant or is preached to perfect your lives, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Because you cannot make it to heaven. You cannot make it to the rapture up until you reach the stage of perfection.
Yes, sir.
It is the gospel that will perfect you. The gospel that breaks even that cycle of hatred in your life.
Yes,
it takes the unbelief away from you. It removes mischievous deeds out of you. And then it makes you a real believer. That is why the gospel is meant to do. Why the gospel is being preached in our midst. Praise God. So at this time, God has given us an opportunity, my brother, to be his witnesses in
Zimbabwe.
To be his witnesses even in Zambia. To be his witnesses elsewhere. Where God has planted his ministers.
Yes, sir.
Those who not preach for popularity, those who not preach for money, but they will preach the gospel as it is. Those are the people God will use. Praise God. In 1959, in the month of August, in the message called Discerning the Body of the Lord, the messenger said, go to work. You have got discernment. Work while it's light, for the night cometh.
Muna mararamiro ekushanda usiku usatu wauya.
When no man can work.
Apo madekwana hakuna unoshanda.
Work while we got an open draw.
Shandai muchiri nao mukana wakazaruka.
Work while we can have meetings like this.
Shandai yes, muchiri nemararamiro ekuita ma meeting akaita se
aya. And get our loved ones in.
Toita kuti vadikanwa vedu vapinde.
There shall come a time.
Pachazosvika panguva.
When such meetings are banned.
Kuti kuungana kwakadai kucha.
The way it happened under COVID era.
Sezva zvakaitika nguva ye COVID.
Church fellowships were banned.
Kuyanana kwaka miswa.
Wedding ceremonies were banned.
Michato yakamiswa.
For so many years.
Kwemakore mazhinji.
The Spirit of God.
Mweya waMwari.
Said.
Wakati,
in 1959,
muna 1959,
we have got to work while we got an open door.
Tinofanira kushanda tichiri na omukana.
Work while we can have meetings like this.
Tishande tichiri na maruramiro ekuungana pakadai.
Yes, sir. When we've got an opportunity,
kana tina omukana,
let us have those meetings.
Ngatiwe inekuungana ikoko.
Let us have this those big gatherings.
Ngatiwe inekuungana ikoko. Tiungane pamwe chete.
Let us not stop having conventions.
That is a mirei kuva nama convention.
Let us encourage those gatherings.
That is ngatikurudzirei kuungana ikoko.
Because an opportunity is made for us.
Mukana wakazarurwa
kwatiri. It has been provided for us.
Wakaiswapo kwatiri.
Whenever you hear that there is a meeting somewhere,
pamunonzwa kuti pane kuungana,
don't make an excuse.
Musaisepo chikonzero.
Don't have any hindrance before you.
Musaisepo chinokukonesai pamberi.
Make sure that
you
partake.
Muve chikamu.
You are part of the meetings.
Muve chikamu.
You enjoy the fellowship together with others.
Mukuyanana uku pamwe chete.
That says the Spirit of God.
Zinoreva mweya waMwari.
Get our loved ones in.
Toita kuti vadikanwa vedu.
And bring them into the gospel.
Vaunza mushoko.
Get our friends.
Toita kuti vauye
shamwari. Get our neighbors.
Hama dzeri dzepedyo.
God died for these people.
Mwari wakafa nokuda kwevanhu
ava. And we want to be concerned enough about them to work till our hands are bleeding.
Titishane kusvika maoko edu achidzutuka
ropa. Praise God.
Mwari ngakudzwe.
We must work till our hands are bleeding.
Tinofanira kushanda kusvika maoko edu achidzutuka ropa.
To sing, even to sing your throat out.
Tinofanira kuimba kusvika.
And to preach even your voice out.
Tinofanira kuparidza kusvika patinga gona napo.
You can dance for the Lord in as much as you can. Oh my, when you have done that,
kana taita izvozvo,
God is pleased about that.
Mwari ofadzwa nazvo.
My brother, I'm glad to see that you are healthy.
Amai angu ndinofara kuona kuti muri mutano.
But if we can take some of you to Chitungwiza General Hospital,
asi tikatora vamwe venyu kuenda kuchitungwiza
General
Hospital,
so that you can see how many how people are suffering on a sick bed.
Kuti tione kuti vanhu vari kutambudzika sei muchipatara.
And then we take you
totora
iwe in your position.
Pachimiro chako,
you don't rejoice for the Lord.
Aufare nekuda kwaMwari.
You don't sing for the Lord.
Auimbi nekuda kwaMwari.
You are not active in the kingdom of God, on the things of God.
Basa muzvinhu zvaMwari.
What I want to share with you, my brothers,
ndoda kugoverana nemi hamba
dzangu, God has not called us to be spectators.
Mwari haana kutidana kuti tingova vatariri.
He has called us to be participants.
Wakatidana kuti tive vabatiri.
We work together with
him. Shanda pamwe chete.
It's not the work of, it's not the responsibility of the pastor alone.
Harisi basa remushumiri koga.
No, it is for the pastor to do all the donkey work.
Basa remfudzi kuite zvose
zvinodikanwa. And you is to be a spectator.
Imi mongo uya kuzotarira.
And to take a back seat.
Mogara nechekumashure kwete.
We are partakers.
Tiri vabati.
We are co-workers with God.
Tiri vabati pamwe chete naMwari.
We have got to support our ministers.
Tinofanira
to support our pastors. God has given you that opportunity. If we can take the people that are in the grave today and try to exchange that, you people who are alive because you are not doing the best, you go into the graves and those that are in the graves today, come and sit here. I can tell you, they will do the best they can. Better and far much better than yourself. But now, God, it is our responsibility, it's our time, my brother.
Zino mukana wedu, ibasaredo.
In this Laodicean church age,
ino, Laodicea,
God found out that you are the rightful material.
Wakaona kutinjiwe, to
save in this Laodicean church age.
Mushumire muzerarino re Laodicea.
In this dark hour,
munguva ino yerima,
when the time is so bad,
apo, zinu, zisina kumira,
when there's moral decay,
pani kuipa,
but God saw and found that you are the rightful material. You qualify to be the preachers of the Laodicean church.
Yes,
what a privilege, my fellow ministers. Paul could not preach in this day. Though even not in this day.
Peter,
James, John the Beloved.
John,
but he took brother Cephas Kalamatira. He took the lives of brother Matimbe. He took the lives of brother Mrombezi. And even the lives of the Chiroros. And many of you. That you can be the rightful material to walk in the streets of Harare. And display
Moisa
that you are Christians.
Kuti muriva Christu.
And display
Moisa
that you are believers.
Kuti imi muriva tendi.
And display
Moisa
that you are the chosen people.
Kuti muriva wakasananguwa.
And display
Moisa
that you are a moving Bible.
Kuti imi muri Bible.
Right in the streets of Harare.
Harare.
Hallelujah. Amen. You can be a moving Bible. Because of your deeds, my brother. Not because you have read it, but your way of dressing. You are a moving Bible. Because of the way you sing, the way you talk, the way you relate. Bible in its complete form. Yes, sir. And God said through the message. Yes, sir. God is putting together His army in this end time to fight the last battle. Praise God.
Amen.
In the sermon called Adoption, which was preached in
1960,
it is said, and when the Christian is packed with the gospel, filled with the goodness of God and all good things of God laying in him, with an open heart, ready to work, willing to be positionally placed,
yes,
and do anything that the Holy Spirit tells them to do, pass from death unto life, sanctified from all things of the world, walking in the light, as the light comes to him, moving on, then God shuts the door of the world behind. It kicks it together like that and seals him with the Holy Ghost of promise until the destination. There is a big change in me. There is a big change in me. Hallelujah. I am so happy. I am so free. He brought me out of bondage and to the party. Oh, oh, big change in me. There is a change. There is a big change in me. Hallelujah. I am so happy. I am so free. He brought me out of bondage. Hallelujah, I am so happy, I am so free, God be our calls to the right material in this end time. In the churches where God has planted you, that's an opportunity for you to serve the Lord in that corner. In the country that you are, God has put an open door. Yes, He's made a way for you and me to exercise our Christian faith.
Yes, sir.
Because God has chosen us. You know, one time, Cecil John Rhodes, a Briton, yes, he had his fellow capitalists. And then he said, he was looking in the eyes of his fellow British, those years. And he said to them, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever considered how fortunate we are to be born British, the finest flower of civilization? The finest flower of civilization. You know, those friends, that what we call superiority complex amongst them. But you know, he was trying to share with these people to consider how fortunate they were. Although at some stage that was reduced. And they were reduced to the level they were. Ending up losing whatever they had, even in our own country. But as for you, my brother, if you really consider what the Lord has done to you as a believer, then you will cherish Him much more. If you consider how privileged you are to be considered the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, imagine that there are some people who are still in locked up in denominations, locked up in the world, still locked up in traditions. This, they have not been enlightened with this gospel truth. But as for you and me, it is the grace of God that we've got eyes, we've got the understanding to know that we are God's children, and to know the rightful way and the manner in which we are serving our God, so that we could be proper people to make it to rapture. What an opportunity, my brother. Such is an open door for you. To some people, they never could have that privilege. But for you and me, we consider ourselves very fortunate, very privileged, and we thank God for that. That's the reason why none of you would want to go back to the world, but to continue in this Christian walk until our destination. Praise God. If we can stand on our feet and then sing this song together. Praise God. The Lord made an open door. He made a way for the Israel to come out of the bondage in Israel. It took 430 years. Bound under the iron fist of Pharaoh. But when the time matured, in the fullness of time, God made a way, and they were delivered. So with us, my brother, in this time, God has made a way for you. Praise God.
Amen.
And they were singing happily as they went out of Egypt.
My tent
is no more be down there
in Egypt land. You are sinner anymore.